You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Welcome to At Your Service. Brad Young in with you this evening. And Maria, I just want to compliment you. Well, it was kind of surreal. I do have to say it was kind of surreal that I'm standing here and then I'm listening to myself. Yes. That was a little odd. But I did want to compliment you because your story was perfect. I mean, Even the analysis that you gave about the Fourth Amendment doesn't apply to private companies, but state laws might. I mean, it was great. I didn't know where you went to law school.
See, that's why we call you Brad. we're just saying your words so we don't mess anything up.
Well, you got it perfect. Wow. So you did it perfectly well. Thank you.
The minute I read it, I thought, oh, wait a minute, Brad's standing right here. I've got to say that he's coming up next.
It was kind of, I got to tell you, it was rather surreal.
It is.
I'm standing here and you're talking about Camo X legal analyst Brad Young said this. And here he is. I'm like, what? What? Where did that come from?
It's all Brad Young
all the time. So that was rather surreal, but thanks. You got it perfectly right.
Thank you.
Excellent. And you know, that is, I really wanted to talk about that story this morning, and I want to talk about that tonight too, because haven't you wondered about drones? We see them all over. Anytime I go to a park, I see drones. I was at a lake recently, and there was some drones going by, and it didn't bother me or anything, but don't you wonder, what are those drones looking at? And are they looking at me? And so this morning it was a perfect opportunity, on Total Information AM to break down those issues. And I also wanted to talk about it this evening as well. But listen, we don't have any interviews tonight. So the phone lines are open all evening long, 314-436-7900. Call or text. And I'm going to talk about some of these privacy issues with drones tonight. And that's one of the topics we're going to get to. But really, I'd like to hear from you as far as, does it bother you that anybody with $100 and an Amazon account can get a drone that can fly in and record from your window? And to me, the legal issues, of course, are fascinating with this topic, because going back to, and I got to set the stage, going back to about 2001, there was a case called Kylo versus U.S., and it was at the U.S. Supreme Court, And it was a, and I love these tech Supreme Court cases because, you know, these justices up there, they don't know anything about technology, all right? They know nothing about technology. And yet they're in this position to try to rule on these how constitutional law issues apply to technology that they're utterly clueless about. So in 2001, the cops had suspected that a guy was growing marijuana inside of his house. And so in order to prove it, they had his elevated electric bills, but that's not proof. I mean, you know, the guy, his wife might be, you know, like an 80s supermodel and just sits all day and blow dries her hair. I mean, to get that, you know, that wavy look at her house. I mean, you don't know, right? So what the cops did is that the cops got thermal imaging sensors and they mounted them on a truck because back then there was big equipment. This is actually from the 90s, but it took to 2001 to get through the court system. So they actually thermal imaged this dude's house and they could see in the thermal imaging that he had rows and rows of marijuana grow lights in his basement. So then they go in, they arrest him, haul him into court. So Mr. Pothead defendant, his defense was brilliant. It was, you searched my house and you didn't have a warrant. So it went up to the Supreme Court. And the issue was, from the cop's perspective, hey, listen, we don't need a warrant. We didn't go inside this guy's house. We didn't break down his door. We didn't look in his windows. We didn't crawl down his chimney like some CSI Santa Claus. No, we didn't do any of that. All we did was we just took a picture of his house and it showed us that he had marijuana grow lights and we went in and arrested him. So the Supreme Court had to analyze, is using technology in a way that is intrusive, that violates the common sense standard of your right to privacy, does that violate the Fourth Amendment from the search and seizure perspective of the U.S. government? And the Supreme Court, I think, got it right. Justice Scalia wrote the opinion for the court, and the opinion was that it violated his right to privacy because he had the right to be private inside of his house. And if the cops suspected he was doing something against the law, then they should go get a warrant for that, just like they would for anything else. They suspect he's got drugs in there, they got to get a warrant. If they suspect he's growing marijuana, of course, that's no longer an issue, is it? But if they suspect he's growing marijuana, then go get a warrant. But they could not do it surreptitiously through technology without getting a warrant. I thought that was a great, great decision. So that doesn't apply to private companies like what we're dealing with here in St. Louis with the issue of getting drones. But still, where do you think your right to privacy ends? I mean, if you're living on a 10th floor apartment building, do you have a right to privacy to have your windows open and run around naked because nobody can see you from the street? Do you have that right? Probably some people that I went to high school with would say, well, that right depends on how attractive you are. But no, that's not the legal standard. So, but with drones, you could be on the 20th floor and they could fly up there and peek inside your window. Or if you just have a fence around your backyard and you don't want people seeing what you're doing in the backyard, doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong, nasty, illegal, or immoral, or unethical. It just means you have an expectation of privacy in the confines of your backyard when you've got a privacy fence that surrounds your backyard. Well, a drone can go over that, no problem, and take pictures. So does that violate your right to privacy? What do you think? 314-436-7900, call or text. Otherwise, we've got lots of interesting stories on the docket for this evening, and I will be breaking them all down this evening. Brad Young, at your service. Hey, stick around. We'll be right back after this.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
KMOX. Brad Young in with you this evening until 10 o'clock. And just to put a cap on this drone story, the makers of the drone, it's a private corporation, and they were seeking to do something. It's privately funded, and they're seeking to do something about crime. Now, there's no question that crime is the number one issue for the city of St. Louis. No question about it. It's the issue that keeps businesses from moving here. It's the issue that promotes and incentivizes companies to move out of St. Louis. Channel 4, they just opened their new studios. You can see them from 270 out in St. Louis County. And to me, that's a shame. I miss having Channel 4 in the city of St. Louis. I miss that. And I'm glad Channel 5 is still downtown. So that, and they're doing it because of crime. And that's the driving issue. So here comes this private company, this not-for-profit corporation, and it's called SMS Novel. And their attitude is, and their solution to crime, rather, is, hey, look, why don't we have drone footage of this one specific area? It's called Gravois Park in South St. Louis. And why don't we use it as a security tool to shoot video of the neighborhood? And if a crime is committed, we can give that video to the police. We can give it to them and let the police figure out, is there someone here that has committed a crime? Now, obviously, I think it's obvious that that is a well-intentioned endeavor. I'm not commenting on the legality of it one way or the other. I'm just letting you know that ostensibly, I think their motives are pure. They're not using it. It's not going to be some sex cam service that's selling it for a 900 number or whatever. It's not that at all. They're trying to reduce crime in the city of St. Louis. Thank you. It's one of those things that lots of people talk about, but very few people come up with some ideas. And this is at least an idea. But the folks in the Gravois Park neighborhood didn't like it. And in fact, they had a petition drive getting signatures from everyone who lived in the area, and they sent this cease and desist letter to say, please don't do this. We don't want this. We recognize that crime is bad, but this is not a solution that we like because we don't want to be under constant surveillance. Now, the reality is, and if it seems like I'm arguing multiple sides to this, I'm really not. I'm just pointing out all of the various facets of this most interesting of issues. But anywhere you go today, you're pretty much under surveillance wherever you go. It's not like if you watch, I love watching spy movies, okay? I just love them, Mission Impossible, James Bond, whatever it is. If it's a spy movie, I'm watching it. That's just the bottom line, except for those silly ones with The Rock and Kevin Hart. Okay, I didn't see those. But realistic spy movies. Well, I can't say realistic like James Bond is realistic, right? Shaken, not stirred. No, it's not realistic at all. But and I see we got some calls coming in here. But the issue is that they have at least a legitimate motive here. And folks don't want it, okay? And then it becomes, is it legal? And that's truly an issue when it comes from a private company. That's an issue that I don't think has been really delved into by the court system. Because we know what the Fourth Amendment says. We know that that applies to the government. But we also know that doesn't apply to private companies. For example, all of the issues that we've been dealing with for the last, during the entire Biden administration, really, regarding social media and the Biden administration's attempt to try to censor and to block speech on social media. Social media companies aren't bound by the First Amendment. But as I've pointed out, and if you've heard this show ever before where I've broken these legal issues down, if the federal government is directing social media companies to censor speech, then it becomes a First Amendment issue because the social media companies are doing what's called acting under color of law. So does that apply here? I don't think it does. But do state laws impact it? And how does it make you feel if there's drones flying overhead, just waiting for crimes to happen, and then showing that video to the police? Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I'm not talking about the legality, but how does that make you feel? 314-436-7900. Jim's been holding for a while. Hey, Jim, welcome to KMOX.
Hey, I kind of equate this almost to the Ring video doorbells that everyone has on their homes.
Oh, sure.
I mean, you know, if you're not committing a crime, what are you worried about? You know, I don't understand. It's a tool you could use to hopefully cut back on crime. You know, kind of like they've used the Ring video doorbells. And I just don't get the argument. I mean, it's not like they're going to be, like you said, flying it up to someone's window and peering in their window. I don't get the argument. I have no problem with it.
Yeah, because, and that is a... Legally, again, I'm not necessarily talking about this from a legal perspective, Jim, but just from a personal privacy perspective, I think your point is excellent we're not suing to stop people from having Ring video cameras. And, you know, when you come up and knock on somebody's door, you know, smile, you're on Canon camera. And we can have that same expectation if you're just driving down the street. What difference does it make?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly how I feel about it. Thank you very much.
Jim, hey, thanks for calling in. Appreciate your comments.
Uh-huh.
And we've also got a couple of texts in. We've got some other folks calling. And I think, is it Rogerine? Is that who that is, Ethan? Next here has been holding for a while. Hey, Rogerine, welcome to KMOX.
Yes.
Yeah, you're on the air. What are your thoughts on this?
My thoughts on this is, that's a crime. And I've lived in St. Louis all my life.
Yes.
And I'm 80 years old. And crime has been around for ever since I've been here.
Yep.
So what I would like to say, that I love living in the city of St. Louis.
God bless you.
I live in the West End.
Mm-hmm. I used to live in the Central West End. I loved it when I lived there.
We raised 4 children in the city of St. Louis and 2 grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
My 4 children got masters and above. My 1 daughter is a lawyer.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't live, I could live anywhere I want to. My husband passed away 6 years ago. But I'm telling you, I wouldn't live nowhere else. Mm-hmm. And I get so sick and tired of people calling and talking about the city and crime in St. Louis. It's no worse than it is. Actually, my sister lives in Chicago, and she said they would have a fit on Camo X if they lived in Chicago.
There's no doubt. I mean, the crime in Chicago is worse than it is in St. Louis.
Double worse.
Yeah, but the difference is that St. Louis is a smaller city, and so that when you compare the crime statistics to the number of people, it does elevate St. Louis above Chicago because of that kind of calculation formula. But listen, Rogerine, I grew up in a very small town in southern Illinois. And my life goal was to move and live in St. Louis. And I've lived here since I moved here. I'll never move. I love this region. And I share your concern about St. Louis. And I'm glad that you're here. And I'm really glad that you called in this evening.
And I'm going to be here for until the day I go on. I'm going to be in the city of St. Louis.
Yep.
I love it here. And I love the West End. It's a beautiful neighborhood over by Forest Park. And a different type of people have started to move back in. They know what kind of houses we have over here.
Oh,
so
lovely.
It is beautiful.
It is beautiful.
I wouldn't live nowhere else. And I just get so sick of listening at the radio. People put down St. Louis.
Well, you'll never hear that from me, Rogerine. Hey, we've got some other callers here. I'm going to have to let you go, but thanks so much for calling in. And Dan has been holding a while. Hey, Dan, welcome to At Your Service.
Good evening, Mr. Young. It's a pleasure to be on the show again. I've been wanting to talk to you for so long about, you know, you have concerns about the U.S. becoming some sort of a surveillance state, I know, but let me just, you know, I can understand a community not wanting a drone buzzing around because it would be a noise nuisance for sure, but there is an emerging camera system that's going nationwide that they just put them on public areas and they're on a pole and they capture vehicles' license plates. Now, they don't get them for stop lights or anything like that. It just catalogs where a vehicle is and what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And it just takes a picture of the road and there's no expectation of privacy. And I think that's a similar thing to what this drone suggestion is. You know, there's no expectation of privacy in a public space. I think that surveillance is good. The good people have nothing to worry about as long as the data is used appropriately.
Well, Dan, here, and I'm so glad that you called in on this topic because, and in fact, we're going to take a break in a minute, and I'm going to ask you to hold through the break because can you do that? Because this is one of my absolute favorite topics to discuss. I know it's yours as well, and I want to dive deeper into this, but we're coming up on a confiscatorily high commercial break that we have to take because our producer, Ethan, he is very expensive. So we have to pay his salary. So if you could hold through the break, also while we're on the break, turn down your radio. Just listen to me on the phone, and that'll get rid of that buzzing sound. That buzzing sound is not a drone, Dan. It's actually your phone and it's feedback. But hang on through the break.
Okay.
Hang on through the break because I want to continue this conversation. At Your Service with Brad Young here. We're talking about drone surveillance, legal, illegal, right, not right, moral, immoral. What do you think? 314-436-7900 on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX. Welcome back to At Your Service. Brad Young in with you this evening. And we're talking drones. Legal, illegal, ethical, moral, creepy. Do we want them? Do we like them? Thumbs up, thumbs down. 314-436-7900. And I want to welcome back Dan to the show because we were having a great conversation. We had to take a break. Dan, thanks for sticking around during the break.
My pleasure.
So here's I want to address a couple of things you said, and then I've got some questions for you because you said that I'm very concerned about the surveillance state. And I think I've got good reason to have some concerns about it. I'm not afraid of it. But when you look at London, if you look at Paris, I've been to both cities. They are surveillance states now. If you look at Beijing and most of the major cities in China, there are surveillance states where you're tracked when you leave your house. You're tracked everywhere you go and you're tracked when you come home. So it's not that I'm concerned about it because the technology's here and in many cities It's already a surveillance state. I'm just always concerned about, do people understand and comprehend the legal implications and the personal privacy implications when we rush forward into technology? That's why I love Michael Crichton novels, because he deals with those on a thriller level. But let me ask you this. You said if you're not doing anything wrong, you know, what difference does it make? But would you want cops coming into your house one night while you're watching Wheel of Fortune and not doing anything wrong? Would you feel violated by that? Even though you weren't doing anything wrong, should cops be able to come into your house without a warrant?
Absolutely not. It's called the Fourth Amendment.
Exactly.
And I cannot fully identify myself or my employer, but I live by that law, if you catch my drift.
I do. So I understand. I get it. I understand.
There has to be limitations,
sure.
For sure. And what's your definition of a surveillance state, you know?
Well, my definition of a surveillance state is twofold. Number one, it's technological. And number two, it's implementational. So from a technological, like, again, London, Paris, Beijing, three current examples, you're everywhere you go from the time you leave your house to the time you come into your house, you're under surveillance. So I think that's the technological, the implementational of that is what's done with that information. And so if you look at Beijing and look at China, they weaponize that. If you go to houses that are known to be anti-communist strongholds, then your credit score comes down and you're not allowed to buy houses. You're not allowed to buy cars. You're not allowed to get promoted at work. And so they weaponize the use of technology. Now, do I think that's going to happen here? No, I don't think that. But people need to be aware of those kinds of concerns. That's why I love talking about it.
Sure. Yeah, I completely understand your concern there. I mean, that's obviously a whole different worldview and government there. And I don't agree with that either. You know, as far as specifically drones, that is creepy to have something flying around. But I am in favor of there's a camera system, like I said, that's gaining popularity. And they just monitor streets, and it's extraordinarily helpful to catch vehicles that may be associated with wanted felons, kidnappers, murderers, etc. And I'm for that as long as it is used properly, for sure. It cannot be abused.
Yeah, and there's another case, another Supreme Court case that came out in 2012. And just hang with me. I'm going to give you a thumbnail version, and then I wanted to see if you think this applies. In this case from 2012, the Supreme Court, the police, without a warrant, attached a tracking device to a person's bumper. And the car, the owner of the car did not have a garage, so all he was doing was driving around the public streets. It's long been held in our legal system that you do not have a right to privacy on public streets. So the police attached this tracking device, and they said, well, it was easier than just following him, you know, four cars back in a dark colored sedan. And the guy objected, even though he was guilty. They objected. He was guilty of drug trafficking. And it went up to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said all the evidence was inadmissible because they attached something to his personal car, which was a violation of his right to privacy because he owned that property. But when we're talking about drones, to me, that seems far enough removed that if you have a drone that's filming an area that might have a high crime rate and you can witness a crime, if that leads to the solving of that crime and the punishment of those criminals, to me, that seems to be a valid trade-off of some limited imposition in our privacy, because technically we don't really have a right to privacy when it comes to the public streets.
Yeah, I see your point there. Like I said, drones are noisy. I would not want that noise nuisance. Regarding the GPS track on that vehicle you mentioned, I don't agree with that. You have to have a warrant. There has to be a lot of high probable cause in order to do that, because what if that vehicle then did enter his private residence? Now you're definitely crossing the line.
Exactly. But I brought it up to show that, and that's why I love practicing law, Dan, because if you change one fact, you can alter all of your analysis. So in that case, if they had been following him with a drone from, you know, 2,000 feet, I think you would have had a different outcome because there would have been no intrusion on his personal property. But when you look now with the drones, I think it's legal. But then the power to do something legally also implies the power to do something illegally. So if we have a private company that's allowed to fly drones, you know, they might just start, depending on who the camera operator is, they just might start being a voyeur and filming inside of people's windows. So I'm not necessarily against it. I just want people to understand the law of unintended consequences and what are the ramifications when technology moves faster than our legal system can keep up.
Yeah, and there's got to be supervisors that keep these people honest and up and down the line. And maybe you don't want to open this can of worms, but I'll say one word. Geofence warrants.
You know, you've heard me talk about this, right?
Absolutely.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Welcome back to At Your Service. Brad Young in with you this evening, and we're talking drones. Legal, illegal, ethical, moral, creepy. Do we want them? Do we like them? Thumbs up, thumbs down. 314-436-7900. And I want to welcome back Dan to the show because we were having a great conversation. We had to take a break. Dan, thanks for sticking around during the break.
My pleasure.
So here's I want to address a couple of things you said, and then I've got some questions for you, because you said that I'm very concerned about the surveillance state. And I think I've got good reason to have some concerns about it. I'm not afraid of it. But when you look at London, if you look at Paris, I've been to both cities. They are surveillance states now. If you look at Beijing and most of the major cities in China, there are surveillance states where you're tracked when you leave your house, you're tracked everywhere you go, and you're tracked when you come home. So it's not that I'm concerned about it, because the technology's here, and in many cities, It's already a surveillance state. I'm just always concerned about, do people understand and comprehend the legal implications and the personal privacy implications when we rush forward into technology? That's why I love Michael Crichton novels, because he deals with those on a thriller level. But let me ask you this. You said if you're not doing anything wrong, you know, what difference does it make? But would you want cops coming into your house one night while you're watching Wheel of Fortune and not doing anything wrong? Would you feel violated by that? Even though you weren't doing anything wrong, should cops be able to come into your house without a warrant?
Absolutely not. It's called the Fourth Amendment.
Exactly.
And I cannot fully identify myself or my employer, but I live by that law, if you catch my drift.
I do. So I understand. I get it. I understand.
There has to be limitations,
sure.
For sure. And what's your definition of a surveillance state, you know?
Well, my definition of a surveillance state is twofold. Number one, it's technological. And number two, it's implementational. So from a technological, like, again, London, Paris, Beijing, three current examples, you're everywhere you go from the time you leave your house to the time you come into your house, you're under surveillance. So I think that's the technological. The implementational of that is what's done with that information. And so if you look at Beijing and look at China, they weaponize that. If you go to houses that are known to be anti-communist strongholds, then your credit score comes down and you're not allowed to buy houses. You're not allowed to buy cars. You're not allowed to get promoted at work. And so they weaponize the use of technology. Now, do I think that's going to happen here? No, I don't think that. But people need to be aware of those kinds of concerns. That's why I love talking about it.
Sure. Yeah, I completely understand your concern there. I mean, that's obviously a whole different worldview and government there. And I don't agree with that either. You know, as far as specifically drones, that is creepy to have something flying around. But I am in favor of there's a camera system, like I
sure.
said, that's gaining popularity. And they just monitor streets, and it's extraordinarily helpful to catch vehicles that may be associated with wanted felons, kidnappers, murderers, etc. And I'm for that as long as it is used properly, for sure. It cannot be abused.
Yeah, and there's another case, another Supreme Court case that came out in 2012. And just hang with me. I'm going to give you a thumbnail version, and then I wanted to see if you think this applies. In this case from 2012, the Supreme Court, the police, without a warrant, attached a tracking device to a person's bumper. And the car, the owner of the car did not have a garage, so all he was doing was driving around the public streets. It's long been held in our legal system that you do not have a right to privacy on public streets. So the police attached this tracking device, and they said, well, it was easier than just following him, you know, four cars back in a dark colored sedan. And the guy objected, even though he was guilty. They objected. He was guilty of drug trafficking. And it went up to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said all the evidence was inadmissible because they attached something to his personal car, which was a violation of his right to privacy because he owned that property. But when we're talking about drones, to me, that seems far enough removed that if you have a drone that's filming an area that might have a high crime rate and you can witness a crime, if that leads to the solving of that crime and the punishment of those criminals, to me, that seems to be a valid trade-off of some limited imposition in our privacy, because technically we don't really have a right to privacy when it comes to the public streets.
Yeah, I see your point there. Like I said, drones are noisy. I would not want that noise nuisance. Regarding the GPS track on that vehicle you mentioned, I don't agree with that. You have to have a warrant. There has to be a lot of high probable cause in order to do that, because what if that vehicle then did enter his private residence? Now you're definitely crossing the line.
Exactly. But I brought it up to show that and that's why I love practicing law, Dan, because if you change one fact, you can alter all of your analysis. So in that case, if they had been following him with a drone from you know, 2,000 feet, I think you would have had a different outcome because there would have been no intrusion on his personal property. But when you look now with the drones, I think it's legal. But then the power to do something legally also implies the power to do something illegally. So if we have a private company that's allowed to fly drones, you know, they might just start, depending on who the camera operator is, they just might start being a voyeur and filming inside of people's windows. So I'm not necessarily against it. I just want people to understand the law of unintended consequences and what are the ramifications when technology moves faster than our legal system can keep up.
Yeah, and there's got to be supervisors that keep these people honest and up and down the line. And maybe you don't want to open this can of worms, but I'll say one word. Geofence warrants.
You know, you've heard me talk about this, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you spoke about it 2 years ago almost now. It's more than that. And Google just had a thing where they said they're not going to release them anymore, and I don't like that.
Geofencing, again, I'm not necessarily against it, Dan. You love pushing my buttons. I can see this. because I raise concerns doesn't mean I'm against it, but I want people to understand the ramifications of technology. Very quickly, let me explain it for folks who don't know. Geofencing is a way that the police can approach, Google is one of them that manages the data, but it's also cell tower companies. And they can say, okay, from the period of 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. for these five cell towers in this particular area, we want all of the pings from every cell phone that's gone through that area. And so that might result in a list of 10,000 names. But from those 10,000 names, the police can compare that with some other cell phone data from a different location where they think the suspects were. Like it was done, actually it was done in the Idaho murders case. This exact technology was used. But the problem that I have, not that I'm against it, but the concern that it raises is that out of that 10,000 group of tele, and I'm just making those numbers up, but if there's 10,000 people who have been pinged on that cell tower, 9,999 of those individuals are completely innocent of everything, and yet their whereabouts are being tracked by the police in order to find the one person. So those are the concerns that I raise.
That's a good point. Those people could have been in a private residence too, right?
So, right. I mean, you know, a guy is out on his wife. Not that it's right. I would certainly say that that's wrong morally, but it's not illegal lawfully. So it does impinge on our freedoms and our liberties, but I'm not necessarily saying we shouldn't be doing it because at some point the goal may warrant those types of intrusions on our property. The goal being catching the bad guys, right?
Absolutely. You can't do it without any regard, though, for sure. The persons that have access to that data need to use it honorably and justly, though. So
that's what we need. Hey, Dan, I really appreciate it when you call in, sir, and I appreciate you being a part of the show tonight.
Thanks. I appreciate it when you host. Have a good one.
All right. Good night, sir. Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, there's one other privacy issue that I want to talk about, and it's up with our good friends to the north in Canada, and it deals with porch pirates. How's that for a tease? We'll dive into that issue next on At Your Service. Welcome back to At Your Service. Brad Young in for the last segment. My goodness, where has the hour gone? We've been having a great time, great calls. Great text. I've been spending the entire break, every segment here, responding to all the texts we've been getting this evening. And so if you'd like to be a part of the text party, feel free to text us 314-436-7900. A lot of the texts I read on the air, but I always respond to every text. So thanks for participating in the show. And really, you've heard me give this speech before, and I'll make it fast, but that's why I love AM radio. That's why I love AM, FM, talk radio. Because there's no other media platform. None, zero, nada, the big goose egg, Zippo, where you get to participate in the show. Joe Rogan doesn't take phone calls. You don't get to interact with a podcast, but you do get to interact here. And in fact, not only can you interact, but I encourage it. If you agree with me, great. If you disagree with me, even better. Because, listen, there's nothing I like better to do than to argue. I love doing that as well. So we welcome all opinions. The only criteria is that it has to pass FCC muster. Other than that, we are good to go. And as we were talking about this issue of privacy and drones, this is to me the extreme. When one of the callers, Dan, who called in, we talked about how you have to have moderation when it comes to policies, procedures, laws, statutes, case law. And there's a lot of truth to that. But here's an example of taking, I think, and I think you're going to agree with me, this takes the right to privacy way too far. So let me set up the story. This is in Canada. And Canada has one of the same problems that we have, which is porch pirates. You know what that is? Where people pull up, they run up on your porch, and they steal your Amazon packages or your Best Buy or Walmart or wherever you're buying stuff from. And they steal the packages. And one caller earlier tonight mentioned Ring cameras, and that's why a lot of us have Ring cameras. I have one, and we have those cameras so we can monitor who's dropping off packages and also have evidence if somebody steals our packages, right? We know what porch pirates are. But in Canada, the police just this past week issued a warning to individuals, to homeowners who have Ring cameras, who have, it doesn't matter what the brand is, but any doorbell cameras. This is what the police said, that citizens are prohibited from posting their doorbell videos of package thieves because those thieves are, in the words of the spokesman, presumed innocent. And so as the statement goes on from the police in Quebec, which I was just in Quebec not all that long ago, but I wasn't stealing packages from porches. I promise you, I wasn't doing that at all. But they're more concerned about the right to privacy of a porch pirate than they are about you, if you're a citizen of Canada, having video evidence of people stealing your property. Now, to me, that seems outrageous. If you're going to come onto my property, and it's really trespassing, all right? I didn't invite you onto my property. You're not bringing me something. You're not a friend of mine. You're coming to steal my property. That's a non-lawful reason to come onto my property. And if you're doing it, and I film you doing it, you're darn right I'm going to post that on social media. Because I want you arrested and prosecuted to the fullest extent allowed by law. Absolutely. And yet in Canada, they're more interested in the potential privacy concerns of thieves than they are about you taking steps to protect your own property. Now, to me, I can't even understand how the police could take that position. But the only thing that I can think of is this. And here's the reason when you get through all of the ins and outs of that particular issue. To me, here's what it is. All right. If all of a sudden thousands of people in Canada are posting pictures of porch pirates, what does that say about the quality of the police work going on up in Canada? You know, I always thought the Canadian police, when I see that, I think of the Royal Mounted Canadian Police. You know, those dudes in red coats that would ride horses and rescue people who were tied to railroad tracks. I mean, that's what I thought the Canadian Mounted Police. I thought that's what they did, right? But apparently, the police are worried that if you all start posting pictures of people stealing packages off your porch, it highlights the lack of enforcement and the lack of deterrence that comes from the Canadian police forces. So to me, they have a built-in incentive to say, whoa, hey there, Sparky, slow it down on posting those videos because, you know, those criminals have a right to privacy, you know. Well, to me, you waived your right to privacy at the moment you picked up my property and stuck it under your coat and walked back to your car. You have voided your right to privacy. You've released it. You have given it away. And because what other excuse can there be? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was my house and I thought I was taking my own package. Really, doofus? You thought it was your own house and you went, why didn't you come inside? Why didn't you check to see if your keys work? Of course you didn't think it was your own house. You were stealing my stuff. And that's not good. And yet, that's a great example. That's a fantastic example of how sometimes concerns over personal freedoms, and listen, I'm one of the greatest advocates of personal freedoms that you'll ever hear in media. And yet, even that can be taken to its ridiculous extreme, protecting people who have violated the social contract with the country by committing crimes. That's why we put people in prison. You have voided your right to a freedom of association by committing a crime. Therefore, you're going to the Gray Bar Motel where you get three meals a day. That's the violation of the social contract. And if you steal my stuff from the porch, you're darn well going to see your mugshot on social media in 10 minutes because you have violated that social contract. Hey, we've got more issues to talk about in the next segment, in the next hour, not just privacy issues, but COVID issues, Trump issues, highway sign issues. It runs the gamut here on At Your Service, KMOX. Welcome back to At Your Service. Brad Young in for the last segment. My goodness, where has the hour gone? We've been having a great time, great calls, great text. I've been spending the entire break, every segment here, responding to all the texts we've been getting this evening. And so if you'd like to be a part of the text party, feel free to text us 314-436-7900. A lot of the texts I read on the air, but I always respond to every text. So thanks for participating in the show. And really, you've heard me give this speech before, and I'll make it fast, but that's why I love AM radio. That's why I love AM, FM, talk radio. Because there's no other media platform. None, zero, nada, the big goose egg, Zippo, where you get to participate in the show. Joe Rogan doesn't take phone calls. You don't get to interact with a podcast, but you do get to interact here. And in fact, not only can you interact, but I encourage it. If you agree with me, great. If you disagree with me, even better. Because, listen, there's nothing I like better to do than to argue. I love doing that as well. So we welcome all opinions. The only criteria is that it has to pass FCC muster. Other than that, we are good to go. And as we were talking about this issue of privacy and drones, this is to me, the extreme. When one of the callers, Dan, who called in, we talked about how you have to have moderation when it comes to policies, procedures, laws, statutes, case law. And there's a lot of truth to that. But here's an example of taking, I think, and I think you're going to agree with me, this takes the right to privacy way too far. So let me set up the story. This is in Canada. And Canada has one of the same problems that we have, which is porch pirates. You know what that is, where people pull up, they run up on your porch and they steal your Amazon packages or your Best Buy or Walmart or wherever you're buying stuff from, and they steal the packages. And one caller earlier tonight mentioned Ring cameras, and that's why a lot of us have Ring cameras. I have one, and we have those cameras so we can monitor who's dropping off packages and also have evidence if somebody steals our packages, right? We know what porch pirates are. But in Canada, the police just this past week issued a warning to individuals, to homeowners who have Ring cameras, who have, it doesn't matter what the brand is, but any doorbell cameras. This is what the police said, that citizens are prohibited from posting their doorbell videos of package thieves because those thieves are, in the words of the spokesman, presumed innocent And so as the statement goes on from the police in Quebec, which I was just in Quebec not all that long ago, but I wasn't stealing packages from porches, I promise you, I wasn't doing that at all. But they're more concerned about the right to privacy of a porch pirate than they are about you, if you're a citizen of Canada, having video evidence of people stealing your property. Now, to me, that seems outrageous. If you're going to come onto my property, and it's really trespassing, all right? I didn't invite you onto my property. You're not bringing me something. You're not a friend of mine. You're coming to steal my property. That's a non-lawful reason to come onto my property. And if you're doing it, and I film you doing it, you're darn right I'm going to post that on social media because I want you arrested and prosecuted to the fullest extent allowed by law. Absolutely. And yet in Canada, they're more interested in the potential privacy concerns of thieves than they are about you taking steps to protect your own property. Now, to me, I can't even understand how the police could take that position. But the only thing that I can think of is this, and here's the reason when you get through all of the ins and outs of that particular issue, to me, here's what it is, all right? If all of a sudden thousands of people in Canada are posting pictures of porch pirates, what does that say about the quality of the police work going on up in Canada? You know, I always thought the Canadian police, when I see that, I think of the Royal Mounted Canadian Police. You know, those dudes in red coats that would ride horses and rescue people who were tied to railroad tracks. I mean, that's what I thought the Canadian Mounted Police. I thought that's what they did, right? But apparently, the police are worried that if you all start posting pictures of people stealing packages off your porch, it highlights the lack of enforcement and the lack of deterrence that comes from the Canadian police forces. So to me, they have a built-in incentive to say, whoa, hey there, Sparky, slow it down on posting those videos because, you know, those criminals have a right to privacy, you know. Well, to me, you waived your right to privacy at the moment you picked up my property and stuck it under your coat and walked back to your car. You have voided your right to privacy. You've released it. You have given it away. And because what other excuse can there be? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was my house and I thought I was taking my own package. Really, doofus? You thought it was your own house and you went, why didn't you come inside? Why didn't you check to see if your keys work? Of course you didn't think it was your own house. You were stealing my stuff. And that's not good. And yet that's a great example. That's a fantastic example of how sometimes concerns over personal freedoms, and listen, I'm one of the greatest advocates of personal freedoms that you'll ever hear in media. And yet even that can be taken to its ridiculous extreme, protecting people who have violated the social contract with the country by committing crimes. That's why we put people in prison. You have voided your right to a freedom of association by committing a crime. Therefore, you're going to the Gray Bar Motel where you get three meals a day. That's the violation of the social contract. And if you steal my stuff from the porch, you're darn well going to see your mugshot on social media in 10 minutes because you have violated that social contract. Hey, we've got more issues to talk about in the next segment, in the next hour, not just privacy issues, but COVID issues, Trump issues, highway sign issues. It runs the gamut here on At Your Service, Camo X.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.